Let's all say a prayer and remember those people who we lost this morning and their families. It's obviously a very tragic situation.
That's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. If, in case you haven't heard, there was a terrible rail accident just outside of New York City. That's where we start this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. Too bad for the people. Awful. In fact, what happened to those people on the train, it was part of returning home, I'm sure, for some of them. And unfortunately, the train in the Bronx derailed, and they're still looking into it. In fact, it'll probably take them days, maybe even longer than that, to figure out if it was speed or something else. Here's what happened. This was a train that left early in the morning that was headed for Grand Central Station, but it never arrived. Seven passenger cars jumped the tracks. The windows of the coaches just, boom, broke out, and gravel came flying up in the faces of the people who were sitting in the trains. You think of how big these trains are, how much room there was. There was 150 people on board, and the damage to the amount of track, we're talking about 1,500 feet of track. They say it's a dangerous area on the track just by the design. It's the way that you go around the curve. They're going about 70 miles an hour down the straight part of the track. Then they slow to about 30 or so to make that sharp curve all of a sudden. It's actually where the Hudson River meets the Harlem River, and it's a strange area of track that was laid. And they're going to look into what else could have gone into the derailment. They're thinking of, what is it besides speed that could have caused this accident? The person who was operating the train was injured but applied the brakes, said it didn't slow down. Because the first thing they're thinking, fast, 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 speed, 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 speed. They've recovered the box. And even into the night, they were trying to lift up pieces of the train so they could see if anybody was crushed underneath it or surviving and needing help. That's ultimately what they were hoping for. This is a train, this metro line, the Hudson line, that has about 16 million people riding on it. Last year there were. During the weekday, it is just jammed. It is jammed full of people. So I guess they're going to look at the infrastructure. Think of all the railroad tracks across this country. I know in my neighborhood there's plenty of railroad track, maybe where you're living. It does make you think about the track and maintenance to it and all of that. Is that going to play into this? I mean, who knows? But depending on the area where you live and how they maintain the maintenance of it, there may be other close scenarios that luckily have not led to anybody's death, but that could be lurking out there. I'm just kind of thinking about this out loud. And if this happened the way it did, there's a good chance that there's other weak parts perhaps in that rail too. And it was just terrible for people to see. There were some people who saw it. And the shots of it looked like you were playing in a sandbox and threw a bunch of train cars on their sides. So was it human error? Was it mechanical error? What led to this? 11 people in critical condition tonight in area hospitals. That's sad. Oof, that's sad. Especially on a holiday weekend because of the joy of Thanksgiving, and then to end it on that note for some of those families. And that was the only place where there was a snag in Massachusetts. There was a massive pileup, too, as well. And it was weather-related. Ice road, an icy, icy road, led to cars and a couple of tractor-trailers slamming into each other and creating a huge problem for the people that needed help from the first responders because the first responders couldn't get to them. It was just too difficult of an area, partly because of that ice and how treacherous it was. And it caused that huge pileup. Icy roads. I mean, even in a place like Worcester, Massachusetts, where they are used to that kind of weather, it's you never, ever can say that you can control the car. I mean, you think of that. You think of somebody in front of you goes out of control, then you're going to slam into them. And I'd say 70 cars is pretty, that's a pretty big crash. 70 cars. Mm. While you were sleeping or passed out, tryptophan getting to you, all the turkey that you've probably eaten over the last couple of days, a couple of things have happened that'll be part of the discussion throughout the week, I think, here on America Tonight. And besides the accidents and what we ultimately find out about the accidents, the impact of Obamacare will always be part of the discussion and the role that it could play in the 2014 midterm elections, because when I blink, I get emails from all of you telling me your personal stories at AmericaTonight.net. But we also have the budget that is not submitted yet. December 13th is the date that it has to be submitted. And let's hope that there is some cooperation on this. I can only imagine that there will be because of the elections. Nobody wanting to be the bad guy, get the budget done, don't shut down the government again, and don't have that conversation about when are they going to come up with some kind of budget. Because it's inevitably the problem every single year. Every single year we go through the same thing. We'll be talking about the budget. Is there a definite deal? Or is it more conversation? All right, speaking of a definite deal, here's a shocker. Afghanistan, the gift that just keeps giving. I feel sorry for so many wonderful people who served in Afghanistan. You know, it's been 12 years. 51,000 troops remain. They're supposed to be gone by 2014. But now, remember, we were going to leave some behind. But yet, Hamid Karzai has not signed the agreement, even though 2,500 leaders, tribal leaders in Afghanistan, who had to approve of the plan, Hamid Karzai won't sign it. So Joe Biden, who's trying to put out the fire in China and Japan over the islands, now may have to be used in Afghanistan as well. Susan Rice didn't get anywhere with Karzai. He's probably the next batter up. And then the president has to come up with a deal, because if it's not signed, it's not a binding plan. And that's not good news, frankly, for the troops who want to leave and to get what we need in the agreement in place. Let me tell you, there could be no U.S., no NATO allies. What would Afghanistan look like with everybody out? Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Good day. Jim Nickler from Midas Resources. November 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,252.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,298.21, $649.11 for a half ounce, or $324.55 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,298.21, $649.11, and $324.55.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Two, three, ooh-hoo, 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 ooh-hoo. When my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talk.
His refusal to sign at this point, I think, is reckless. I think it's reckless in terms of Afghanistan, and I think it also adversely impacts our ability to plan coherently and comprehensively. President Karzai should go ahead and sign the agreement. You know, it's been approved by a very large assembly of leaders in Afghanistan.
Mike Danil, and he was a guest on George Stephanopoulos' show, part of the Sunday Swirl, and he was a national security advisor in the Obama administration. He's been a political advisor for most of his life and throws in his two cents about Karzai. And the Karzai question is so big because this comes on the heels of we're leaving more troops in Afghanistan, shocking a lot of American people who said, here we go again. This wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to be all out, and now we're not all out. And it's crazy. Karzai says, because now he's going to look for anything he can, he's saying that the U.S. is cutting supplies, and it's a tactic. They're cutting military supplies, fuel, to try to pressure him into signing a security pact, and he's not going to do it. So the Prez says he's not going to do it. And that's why they're withholding the supplies. So the tension is definitely there between Karzai and the Obama administration. Not signing the deal, really, it shows you think of the troops that are sacrificing so much and we're going to leave some of them behind. That's not going to happen. If he doesn't sign, it's not happening. Because the deal has to be put in place. Therefore, as I was explaining before, if there's no bilateral security agreement with Afghanistan, then that means, guess what? All our troops are gone. So how do you feel about that? If this is the way Karzai continues to treat us, I say, let's leave. Why are we leaving any military personnel behind, risking their lives for what? So you have the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, who visited Kabul, and to no avail, no agreement signed. So here you have the tribal leader signing off on it, and you can't have the president sign off on it. Then you have a drone strike that kills a group of civilians, including an Afghan boy. So this, again, set off Karzai, who's called for the end of U.S. drone strikes in the country. I mean, there's no bilateral security agreement with Afghanistan now. It doesn't support the troop presence and provides protection that we, frankly, have to have. So without that, there's no way we continue down this path. It's very strange what's happening in the Middle East. There's a whole lot of hurry up and wait and handicapping the craziest of the crazies. Who's sincere, who's not, what are they trying to do, and how are they trying to play us? It's like the six-month deal between world leaders, the 5+1, and Iran that came up last week. Temporary sanction relief for Iran in exchange for ending any uranium enrichment above 5%. So that would dilute the uranium and permitting more inspections of their nuclear sites. But it made me think of the question of who gets to decide who's in the club and who isn't. I think somebody who's already has them, that's too late, so sorry. But do you want a country like Iran to really be nuked up? I say no. Looking at the fervor of that country and how passionate they are about their causes, I would say no. Big mistake. What do you think? We're going to be talking about it all week long. You can send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The refusal to do it is not smart on the country's part, because they know if they're smart, they know they need the transition. They know they need the troops. And since you had all happiness and agreements, how now you come back and there's no agreement? I don't understand that. Doesn't make any sense. So we got a couple of things happening that involve the word tension. One of them is Afghanistan. The other is China and Japan that I've been talking about, and the tension there over these what could be nothing burger islands, but they think there's resources there. So now there's a big problem. Would China really get to the point where they would be willing to go to war with Japan, and then what happens on our side of it? Frightening to think. And right now, they're respecting, U.S. planes are respecting the airspace and letting China know. But in the big scheme of things, it doesn't solve the problem. So can Joe Biden or will Joe Biden solve the problem in this trip? Will he be able to do that? I'll tell you one thing. If he won't sign it and it keeps throwing it in our face, then we just need to leave. We need to make plans for withdrawal, get out, get out, get out. After everything with the rules of engagement, where for goodness sake, our troops had their hands tied behind their backs to now this, see you around. If they want to say see you around, then I say we say see you around. Instead of constantly, it's like we're the kids on the playground where they can't get enough of picking on us. That's what it's like. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, we talked about the train derailment and how sad that is. And obviously we're also looking ahead to what we can expect this year or not expect, upcoming year out of Washington or not expect. It's a tired storyline, isn't it? No action, no relief, no conversation. It is a very tiresome thing to hear over and over and over again. It affects every single one of us. Yes, the website is working smoother. Woohoo! Healthcare.gov. But will it really work for you? Will it really work for me? What about these deadlines? It's improved, perhaps, but now if you get stuck, you get a waiting time that you can go back. And maybe that was the only way they could do it. I don't know. But healthcare.gov has been a disaster for the Democrats. An ultimately the worst disaster, because all roads lead back to that website. It has to work. It has to work. And while all of that is happening, I feel compelled to tell you something kind of interesting. I don't know why I think this is interesting, because we're fascinated by the whole panda thing. So they had a campaign in Washington at the National Zoo to name the panda cub. And after 3 weeks of voting, the Smithsonian unveiled the name of the giant panda cub. You will never guess this name, not in your wildest imagination. Boa Boa. That's the name of the cub. They're saying that the people were helping them name it, and perhaps this is where they got the name. And what it means is Bo Bo. What it means is precious treasure in Mandarin Chinese. How about that? They voted all month long on what to name the cub. And that's what they came up with. Newt Gingrich loves pandas. They say he's going to visit as soon as he can. Bobo. I've heard that name before, but I don't think that the person who named their stuffed animal Bobo realized that it meant precious treasure. How about that? You learn something new every single day. Thanks to Matt Johnson for his work on the technicals and all of you for listening to America Tonight. But we're continuing, so don't go away. We're turning the second curve of this hour here on ATN.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Front. I had a chance to get a sneak peek and watch Homefront. It's terrific. One of my favorite guys is in it, Jason Statham, and also James Franco's in it, so that's a double dose for me. And just the premise of the movie is so well done. Jason Statham plays Phil Broker, who is a widowed ex-DEA agent, and he ends up going to, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but he ends up going to a southern town for the sake of his young daughter, 10-year-old daughter. There are a whole bunch of crazy things that happen to him, and guess who's involved? A drug lord named Gator. James Franco plays Gator. Now, the person who wrote those books, and I've read many of them, is with us. He's in our virtual green room, Chuck Logan. And, boy, what a great Thanksgiving for him. A movie's coming out. It's been promoted all over the place. Hey, Chuck, happy Thanksgiving. And, man, you got to be psyched about Homefront coming out on the big screen all over the place.
It's been like a real whirlwind. You know, Wednesday we were in Las Vegas, you know, at Planet Hollywood, and got to meet all the folks, and now, you know, like there's media cooking all over, and the movie hits all the screens on the day before Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm pretty excited.
All right, so this is a character you love, you created, and you know, when you write, and you, and everybody has a different process, but you write, you invent this, it comes out, you know, your novels come out, and this is right in the same vein of so many of the ones that you've written in the past. I mean, this is your wheelhouse for sure. But what is it like to actually have it optioned and then actually make it to the big screen?
Well, the odds are astronomical. astronomical that, you know, I think my agent just was quoted an article saying, you know, of every million books published, you know, several thousand will get optioned, and of those, only a few tens will actually make it to the big screen. So I'm lucky in that respect. And, you know, Sylvester Stallone and Millennium Pictures optioned this twice before, and the options expired. So when it came around the third time last year for an option, I was kind of jaded because this had happened to me with a number of other books. And then suddenly they greenlighted it, and, you know, it's had a tonic effect on certainly my writing career. I was kind of languishing around here. I thought this series was kind of dead, and I'd moved on to try some other stuff. So I'm, you know, from a personal standpoint, I'm wildly enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, so once it happens, and Sylvester Stallone, he's doing the screenplay. Did you have any collaborating with Stallone? Did you talk to him about the character, any of that kind of stuff?
No, not really. I mean, you have to be very realistic about it. You know, like, fiction writing and cinema are two totally different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fiction writers sit alone and dream stuff up. And if you're going to read my book, I'm going to try to induce you into this kind of dream, and you're going to have to use your imagination. Well, that's mm-hmm. all that's spelled out in a cinema.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's hundreds of people involved in making a movie, not one guy sitting in a little room in Minnesota, you know, typing.
Mm-hmm. Were you excited that in fact Jason Statham ended up playing the lead character? Do you think that was a good mix?
Well, you know, a lot changes. You know, they make some economies, and you know, a lot of the characters that are in the book aren't in the movie. But what's interesting about Statham, I mean, I'm not a big action film guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm an old guy, you know, like, I, you know, loud noises bother me. You know, I had a bit part in an action movie in the 60s called, you know, Vietnam. So, you know, I tend to stay away. But it seems that, like, in the last movie he made, Redemption, he's experimenting with doing more dramatic roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that about him. And what you look for in an adaptation is does the movie stay faithful to the spirit of the book? And the strong family, you know, story of a father taking care of his kid is preserved, you know, in the movie, and a lot of the backstory that was in the original book. Like, I have some cop friends who are just tickled that one scene we figured out, you know, how to set up exploding light bulbs to take out a meth lab. They were just tickled when they saw a private screening that was still in there. So those touches are really kind of cool.
Do you, you know, you say you have cop friends, so do you pick their brain a little bit, and do they sometimes, something they'll say gives you an idea for something that you're writing in you know, whatever form it takes?
Well, whatever I do, for instance, if you read a book or saw a TV show or a movie about what you do,
uh-huh.
You'd immediately pick out the stuff that didn't sound true, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so I always, you know, run stuff by prose. You know, and so that's why I do a lot of research, and so they're very useful. If I'm writing about an ex-cop or a cop scenario, I'm talking to a lot of cops. You know, first thing is I say, look, I'm not a reporter. I make this stuff up, you know, and it's very helpful. You know, like, we had a whole gang of cops come to this private screening we had in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And as you watch their reactions, did it make you feel pretty good about the movie itself?
Well, they loved it. You know, like, I talked to some younger people in the audience, you know, and they said, Chuck, they said, this is a medium action movie. I said, okay. And they said, it's also a thoughtful action movie because the language was amped up. Well, let me put it this way. If you read Homefront, you know, it's a psychological thriller. The menace builds slowly until it breaks into open conflict. And at the end of the book, maybe, what, 6-8 shots are fired? Well, in the movie, it's what, 600, 800, 1,000? I mean, it's
endless.
Different. It's, you know, action movies are not aimed at old guys like me. They're aimed at a younger audience, and they sort of have grown up on this sort of venue, you know, and so I sort of needed some advice. Where does this fit into the mix? And they said, no, this is good. This is a thoughtful movie. It's got more than, you know, there's some people out there who, there's a, I don't know, just a lot of bloodthirsty couch potato those who object to any dramatic stuff in an action movie, they want Statham kicking and punching and blowing things up for 90 straight minutes, you know, and this movie takes a step back from that. There's a little dramatic relief in it. And some good performances, especially. I was real surprised by Kate Bosworth. She really nailed that part. I was impressed with her.
She did. She did do a great job. I watched it with my husband, and he said, it's funny that you picked that out. He said, boy, she's not, Kate, he called her, she's not Kate Light anymore. Because, of course, she came out, she was good-looking and, you know, the whole surfing thing. But she was great in that, yeah. I agree. The when the movie, you know, you get the call, then they're doing the movie, and finally it happens. Did you at all want to go to the set, or did you go to the set, or no?
I think probably the etiquette in that situation is that, you know, you're a spare set of wheels, and you get in the way unless you're invited.
Yeah.
You know, so, and so I just stood back and watched and waited for it to develop.
Yeah. From the time that your agent called you, and it definitely this time got the green light, and then Sylvester Stallone gets a hold of it, does the adaptation, they cast the picture and whatnot. From that time to now it's finally being released, how long was that process?
A little over a year. I think they started filming in early October in 2012.
Mm.
And I think they wrapped in February of 2013.
Yeah. What do, first, your family deals with you writing books and getting some critical acclaim, which is neat. And, you know, you love what you do. Obviously, you can feel that in your books, I think, when you read them. So now all of a sudden you've got this picture that comes out. What are the people around you saying?
Well, everybody goes a little giddy, you know, when you have a major motion picture made.
Yeah.
You know, but the real thing that's happened is the book has been reissued by HarperCollins with movie stars on the front, right? And that comes out in stores tomorrow. And suddenly I'm talking to editors, and when I was at the premiere, I was talking to a couple of producers, and they're asking you, what are you working on now? And that, for somebody who was sort of out in the cold, I dug in my heels and I decided I was going to write. I have this e-book coming out like in early December called Fallen Angel, which is about a wounded female helicopter pilot, you know, that comes home from Iraq. There's a whole thriller story. But it's set in a world of psychologically and physically wounded veterans. Well, that didn't have a whole lot of commercial appeal. And I just said, well, I'm going to write it. Somebody should write about this. And so I was sort of working on that, and then out of nowhere, literally like a skyhook, this thing came along, and it's like a runaway train and just took me away. And so now suddenly all these options are appearing, which just tickles me, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. So you Fallen Angel comes out, this book comes out, again re-released with the movie stars on the front, as you said. And do you have another project already in the wings after that too, or no?
I'm talking about maybe doing a prequel broker novel when he's, you know, you have these two sort of scenario tracks now. You have people that read the books, and Broker's getting kind of old in the books chronologically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, he's this younger guy. So I thought, why not do a story about him when he's a young, single cop just getting started?
Mm.
And so that's one idea. The other thing I really want to do is do a book with the daughter as a teenager, as the protagonist, but that can wait a while. So I have a couple ideas to bookend this series.
Yeah, I like it. I like the I like to see him in the beginning. That'd be cool, too, and then see what happens with the daughter as well. Chuck, what a delight to talk to you. It's an exciting time for you, Chuck Logan, and the book is going to be re-released, as you heard Chuck say, Homefront. Pick it up. Go watch the movie. It comes out on Wednesday in wide release. Chuck, hopefully we'll talk to you again down the line, and continued success.
Yeah, and anybody wants to, you know, find more links and stuff, just have them go to ChuckLogan.com, and there's lots of
all
stuff
right there
to look at.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kate.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The snap sets up, looks. And now he's going to wheel one down. It picked off by the Colts. Jarrell Freeman goes to the ground with the Colts' third interception of the day. Jarrell Freeman did it. And with 24 seconds left to go, the Colts are within one of clinching the AFC South.
Send everybody back to throw. Gets it off. And a great catch by Colts. Breaks the tackle. 10-5. Touchdown, Miami. What a read by Tannehill. What a catch by Mike Rose. Oh,
hurts to the near side. Holds back. He steps up. He is firing. Complete. Touchdown. His second of the game.
Sacks the line of scrimmage. Single coverage on 18 wide left and Decker wide right. We'll see if Manning goes there. He does. Fade route. Decker. Right corner of the end zone. Decker's got it. Denver touchdown. Marcus Cooper beaten again on the play. You can see it from here. And Manning and Decker for the fourth time today.
Stanford's low. They scoop it up. The kick is up. And the kick is good. The game is over. 3 minutes into overtime. The Atlanta Falcons drive a dagger into the heart of the Buffalo Bills and their fans with a 3-point overtime win over the Bills. Incredible.
And he takes a snap. They're rushing four steps. Turns it, launches one. He's got Cecil. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Touchdown, Jaguars.
On the left corner, the long snapper. Just long hold. Snap spot. Right foot and kick is up. And it is a walk-off winner for Blair Walsh. The third in his career. And the Minnesota Vikings have defeated the Chicago Bears. 23-20. As owner Ziggy Will. Look at Ziggy. At the 50, runs on the field, pumping his fists in the air.
RG3 out of the gun.
1:31 to go. Can they convert fourth down again? He drops back the pass. He throws it off on the right. He completes it on the right side. And the ball stolen by Will Hill. He took it out of the receiver's hand. He forces the turnover, and the Giants are going to win. He took it right out of the hand of Garcon. He robbed him.
Week 13 in the NFL. Wow, what a weekend. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Oakland Raiders on Thursday in the sandwich game because there was three games. So they went 7-5 in the NFC East. And then the Eagles, with Nick Foles having a tremendous day, they beat Arizona 24-21. On Sunday, so now they're also 7-5. That sets up, perhaps, it's looking like the game, the final game of the season between those two clubs in Dallas as the do or die get into the playoffs by winning the East, which has been a really brutal, brutal conference if you look at it throughout the season. It's the NFC least, certainly, but those two are the two that are emerging. That's not the top storyline, though. I think one of them is the fact that Carolina, the Panthers, are smoking hot. They've won 8 straight games, and of course they beat Tampa Bay, and they slaughtered them as they should have. Tampa Bay's not a great team, 27-6, but it just they just continue to roll and pick up necessary wins. And then the big game on the night was, or later in the day anyway, was the fact that Denver got by Kansas City 35-28, but, you know, Peyton Manning was intercepted twice, and was it a question of Kansas City blowing opportunities? I think part of that was that, but the Broncos are just moving closer and closer to the playoffs as well. And then there were a couple of other things there in between, some last-minute finishes, possible comebackers that didn't happen. New England gets by Texas 34-31. Texas has lost 10. They're miserable, awful. You know there's going to be probably 6 coaches fired in all. The Jets were awful against Miami in front of the New York crowd. They had to switch quarterbacks even, which is crazy. Rex Ryan just had had enough of Geno Smith. Nothing was happening. He tried to stick with him as long as he could, and nothing is going the way of the Jets. They're now 5-7. The Dolphins, with all the controversies surrounding them, are 6-6. So how about that? They just keep doing what they have to do and not paying attention to, I guess, all the swirl around them. And as I said, Geno Smith out of the game. Matt Sims, who's Phil Sims' kid, came in to start the second half. And he certainly wasn't having anything happen for him. Right either. He was 9-18, 79 yards, an interception. He was sacked 3 times, but Smith was being booed so loud he couldn't even hear yourself think in that stadium at the MetLife Stadium. So Matt, it was another crazy week in the NFL. I mean, is there, what is it, parity in the AFC or what? Because the AFC, I think, is the superior division right now. Or yeah, conference, rather.
Yeah, I'd definitely say that. And, I mean, just look at, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happened in football in general. We already talked about college football earlier, but now the NFL, I mean, the game that was on in my household was the Vikings game, of course. And in overtime, we had the Vikings kick a game-winning field goal that got called back on a penalty. Then the Bears miss the game-winning field goal, which they kicked on second down from 47 yards out. I don't understand that. And then you have the Vikings kicking again and winning. So, I mean, there was just some crazy stuff happening. And I think the most surprising things to me, and we've talked about this from week to week, when you look at the records, I mean, Houston Texans, 2-10 after making the playoffs last year. Atlanta Falcons, 3-9. And then on the bright side, Carolina Panthers at, what are they, 9-3?
Yeah.
I think those three teams right there are just absolutely, I mean, I don't think anybody would have picked Carolina to be as good as they are right now, especially after the start they had, too. They didn't start that well. It was the Vikings, the big blowout win they had against them that kind of propelled them into this. And I don't know. There's a lot of parity, like you said. There's a couple elite teams in each division. I feel like that way. And then there's several teams with these poor records. And I think this year you're going to see some 8-8 teams make the playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, which seems ridiculous, but that's what it's going to come down to when you all you do is look at the standings and you see by the process of elimination that you have a couple of those superior teams for sure that get in, and then some of the weak teams that should never be there are going to make it in. And, you know, it's also a question of, in a couple of these cases, where what is going on with the offense? It's like Indianapolis, they have Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was having a rough day of it. Really, the Colts were able to score their points because of Adam Vinatieri, who's the oldest guy kicking in the league right now. But thank goodness they have him, or they wouldn't have been able to pick up the win that they picked. He made up 5 field goals and even hit an NFL record. He matched it with 4 40-plus yard field goals in one game. So it's strange how some of these have unfolded. Indy is now a 3-game lead over the Titans. They're 8-4. They've got 4 left. And so will they wrap up yet another AFC South title? It would be their 8th in 11 seasons, and they probably will, but it certainly hasn't been easy for them. They've had a bunch of different injuries and things they've had to deal with, but they still have the record in the end that pushes them over the top. And this is all goes into the fact that we do nail the score here on America Tonight, and it's on our last, it's the last night heading, or it's the, I shouldn't say it's the last night, it's the Wednesday into Thursday in the third hour. We'll be back doing that because of the holiday. We had a special time. But it's in our last two segments of the third hour, and it's so fun. And a lot of people either send us a guess or give us a call. And all you have to do is pick, once the team is announced, you pick who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And, boy, in the predicting business, it's been pretty tough to predict what's happening. I'll tell you one thing that happened. Matt, you were watching the Thanksgiving Day games. There was 3 of them. The night game was incredible. The Ravens beat the Steelers 22-20. But Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Steelers, actually had his foot out on the field while Jacoby Jones was running back what could have maybe been a touchdown. So he'll probably, they're reviewing the play. He should have been called for unsportsmanlike conduct, but he'll probably get a $100,000 fine maybe because there's precedence for that. That was one of the craziest things that happened. So there's oddball plays and wild things that have happened in the NFL this year too as well. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.